The Trump administration has publicly focused on cracking down on undocumented immigration, but it's also taken steps to limit legal immigration, and that has specifically affected workers applying for H-1B visas, as the number of denials rose dramatically in the last quarter, as did the number of requests for evidence. Those are used to look more deeply into the efficacy of an application and can involve information on the H-1B visa petitioner or a past employer. And with me to talk about how the crackdown on H-1B has affected tech companies and Arizona is Steven Zylstra, president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Now, Steve, how daunting has the H-1B situation become? Is it what industry leaders expected from the Trump administration?
Well, I believe the tech industry is highly frustrated. The reason is we're at basically full employment. The technology industry is at negative unemployment, having a hard time filling the tens of thousands of open positions nationwide in tech. H-1B visas historically have been one method to fill these important jobs with highly educated, highly capable people that come from countries around the world who add value to our economy, who pay taxes, and the Trump administration has just made it much more difficult for tech companies to get these visas.
According to the numbers that I'm looking at, there was a more than 40% increase in denials between the third and fourth quarter as far as people who were applying for H-1Bs. Do you see the H-1B situation as it is having a deeper effect on Arizona's economy and the U.S. economy as we look longer term, if in fact these restrictions stay in effect?
Well, we just did a study that shows we have 8,000 technology companies in Arizona employing 168,000 people. So we have a significant tech industry, and I think the negative impact hits Arizona just as hard as any other part of the country. And what happens, unfortunately, is when companies are unable to fill open positions just because we're at full employment, and then they're unable to or too frustrated with the process of trying to get an H-1B, what they do then is outsource those jobs. They send those jobs to China or India or other countries around the world. And as you know, then there's no benefit to the local economy, unlike an H-1B where you've got highly productive people who are either renting or owning homes, paying taxes, income tax, sales tax, all kinds of tax. So we lose the benefit of those outcomes.
There's been so much focus on illegal immigration or undocumented immigration, and yet there's been less of a focus, at least in the broader public, with the restrictions on legal immigration. How much of a concern is that for industry generally, that in sort of the move to secure the border and to limit illegal immigration, that's also had an effect on legal immigration? There's also that which may have a more direct effect on some of these tech businesses we've talked about.
Well, talent acquisition is the number one issue facing the tech industry today. So, well, illegal immigration is an important topical issue for our time. Legal immigration is critically important to the tech industry in general. Some enormous percentage of the entrepreneurial companies that have become unicorns, that's billion-dollar plus companies, have been started by immigrants. So it's not only just the issue of bringing workers over to fill open positions that they otherwise can't fill, but it's also affecting, in the tech industry, the creation of entrepreneurial enterprises by these immigrants who have been incredibly successful here in the United States when they're allowed in.
The U.S. has always been a place that wanted the best of the best, and some are concerned that's not able to happen right now because of those restrictions on legal immigration.
That's absolutely correct, and I think there's it's actually thrown cold water as well on the number of students who might come here to get their postgraduate education, and then, you know, the hope of finding employment here in the United States. Right now, we're educating great people from abroad, and then we send them home, and they don't contribute to our economy.
And how valid is the argument that some will say that legal immigration needs to be cut back because some of these visas are taking high-paying jobs away from American workers? Does that sound valid to you in any way?
It's not true. In the tech industry, There's negative unemployment. There's tens of thousands of open positions that are going unfilled. And as a consequence, that has a negative impact on our output, on our economy, that otherwise would have been filled with productive citizens producing great outcomes.
Are industries, are organizations like yours or chambers of commerce or whatever they may be, are they still sort of working to keep reminding those at higher levels, whether it's the administration or those in Congress, to remind people how important it is to have this legal immigration, to have the H-1B? Is that sort of a constant battle to make sure that's not lost in the wilderness?
It's an ongoing battle. I think trade associations around the country and various coalitions are working, in many cases, collaboratively to keep this as high of a priority as possible. Some of us are, writing articles, op-eds, and so on to make sure that both the public and our policymakers don't forget how important this issue is to the technology industry in general.
Steven Zylstra is president and CEO of the Arizona Technology Council. Steve, always good to talk with you. Thanks.
You as well. Thank you.